Ray wants to talk about dirty data.
Actually, I think it was dirty dancing.
Oh, was it?
That I said.
But then I vetoed it and said, for God's sake, make it relevant to the subject matter.
Yeah, well, I mean, I always have the time of my life when I come on this podcast, so I'm prepared to talk about dirty data. Now, this is a, I would say about 16 or 17 years back when I had, I first went to a telecom software industry event, and the first person
I
spoke
16 to 16 or 17 years.
Yeah.
Oh dear.
I've got to warn you, Ray.
When I was still at school,
Jamie is guilty of ageism at times.
I won't tell you sort of what year I was in at that point.
That's just when that's when they first let me out of the office after 2 decades. But and the first person I spoke to was about the topic of dirty data, how accurate the information is that network operators hold on their networks, right, and how much they actually know about their networks. And certainly, you know, in the early 2000s, the consensus was that some operators really had only about 50% accuracy about the information about their networks, and that the ones who were really on top of it might have 80 to 85% accuracy. Right. So I think over the years, things have got better with the introduction of IP networks and the deployment of new networks. That's enabled companies to get a better handle on the information, just knowing what they've got hooked up, in different parts of their network. But also, you know, if you've got a 16 port bit of kit, how many of those ports are live and being used, and what they're actually set up for, all this kind of information. Now, if you consider the current trend around virtualization, and particularly the move towards autonomous networks, yeah, where you're going to let software decide how the networks are configured and how, yeah, the services are set up, well, if you haven't got accurate information about your networks, how is a piece of software,
indeed,
using inaccurate information going to set up the right services for the right customers with all the right information? It's not going to happen. So I think we are about to hit a new era of concern or scrambling by the network operators trying to figure out, do we actually know what we've got, and how do we go about convincing ourselves even that we have 100% accurate information about our network? Because at the moment, a lot of operators, I mean, they don't, and they employ vendors to manually go and visit their points of presence in their network and go and test every single bit, right, of gear to find out what's there and what's working.
So hold on, operators over-promising. Shut the front door. I mean, that can't be happening. I mean,
how do you mean over-promising?
Well, I mean, you know, it sounds like they're overreaching. They're, you know, they've got this idea, but they haven't got the fundamentals in place
you
to actually facilitate it.
You mean with the autonomous?
Yeah.
We're very early doors on the move towards autonomy. There's going to autonomous networking is going to require an awful lot of evolution of the systems already there. But I think they're starting to realise that, you know, they can do the next 3 or 4 years of implementing virtualization capabilities, and having SDN controllers and orchestration software. But at the end of the day, if they don't actually, they're starting to realize now, if they don't actually know what they've got, then all of that is pointless.
Totally.
But currently, when they, if they employ I was speaking to a vendor the other day who said, well, when we engage with a new company and we're going to upgrade their network, the first thing we need to do is find out, you know, what's currently out in the network, and they physically have to do it.
There's no inventory. There's no spreadsheet.
Well, there are. There's like they usually end up with, oh, here's a database, but then here's some spreadsheets, and then here's a big paper plan that unfolds over a whole table to show what we think we have in this particular neighborhood, because we bought that company 5 years ago and we're still not
never
sure
really
what we bought.
Integrated it properly, yeah.
And they actually employ these vendors then to spend 3 months and millions of dollars and thousands of man hours literally visiting their network to find out what the hell they've got. That there's got to be a better way.